Good morning to Big Show's on the radio and more Big Show right around the corner.
This is Buzz Nutley with a bulletin. Big Show news reporter live on the scene of a major disaster. I've never seen such carnage, and may I remind you that I was at the Great Donner Pass barbecue eating debacle of 1999. This is much, much worse. It's a massacre of mammoth proportions. The tattered carcasses of other morning shows litter the battlefield. You're listening to the victors in this morning radio war. John Boy and Billy on The Big Show. Now can I turn in my expense receipts?
Doodle-doo. Welcome to Friday, June the 18th. John Boy and Billy. And we got Tater, Randy.
Hello.
Jackie, Andy behind the glass. All right. He was special the national realm of June 18th. It's National Go Fishing Day. Tater, take your time from your daily routine to find a stream, pond, lake, or river. Bait your hook, cast your line, and catch a fish or two.
I think we understand. I think you can just stop at
right.
Go fishing.
You said go fishing. Yeah,
yeah. Fishing, all right.
Yep.
It's National Splurge Day.
Honey, I bought a new bass boat because it's Go Fishing Day. I splurge.
When Splurge and Go Fishing Day is on the same day, all right. National Nursing Assistance Week. Mm-hmm. Salute all the nursing assistants. And it's National Wanna Get Away Day. Says this celebrates our freedom to get away on June 18th.
Look, I'm already fishing. There's nothing else to get away from.
And then it is National Flip-Flop Day. It encourages us to wear our favorite flip-flops and show them off. Mm. Unless you got ugly feet. You might want to cover them things up. All right. Flip-flops. Okay. So we got it covered then. We got our three dates in history saved up. That'll be very important for our categories and outbursts. Get our first prize back out, and we'll get you ready for that. Know the deal. Wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for today, a Red Max package. It includes Red Max hat, T-shirt, and sunglasses. From trimmers to chainsaws to industry-leading backpack blowers, Red Max is a professional choice for power. And now get that power in a Red Max zero-turn mower. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Red Max banner, find a dealer near you, and power up with Red Max. Three dates in history where we get our categories. Let's say June 18th, it was 1981. The first genetically engineered vaccine was announced. It was designed to prevent hoof and mouth disease. Okay. 1993, the first lab test is released in Arizona confirming a bee involved in an attack as the dreaded Africanized killer bee.
Yeah, the media made a real big deal out of that, don't you remember? And we all got all afraid and all that, and you know, pretty much nothing happened.
But, yeah, it kind of paved the way for murder hornets.
So they came up with a more scary name.
Yeah. And I think they called them murder hornets because they murder bees.
Oh, well, you know, I'm in favor of that.
Really they preyed on other bees. Yeah, yeah.
That's a deal. All right. So killer bees, you ain't so bad now, are you?
Do you mean it?
And finally, it was on this date, 94, at a Las Vegas auction, a collector paid $36,000 for Elvis Presley's expired American Express card.
And he said, whoa, 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 what do you mean expired? Hold on. Stop payment on that check.
Man, That's crazy. Well, there you go. There's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line across America. We play Outbursts next.
Thank you.
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio for you Friday. Video of the day brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. We got dads to the rescue. On her Father's Day this Sunday, see some quick acting dads. Check it out at BigShow.com. And right now, get on Friday, win and begin it.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
And say hey to Bobby from Wetumpka, Alabama.
We'll have a big show time.
Bobby! Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, coming in hot out of Wetumpka. Glad you made it in here, Bobby.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Well, let's get through these categories, get you that Red Max prize pack. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds. Three animals with hooves. Ready to go?
Cow, camel, moose.
Bam. Now we need three things with stingers. Ready to go?
Hornets, bees, and scorpions.
Bam. And for the win, three credit cards. Ready to go?
Visa, MasterCard, Discover.
And that's the way to do it, Bobby.
Bobby!
Red Max Pass back, head down to you with Tompkin Dad, my boy.
That's sweet. Thank you so much.
Bob, glad you won, man. You hang on with Jackie.
Can I give a quick shout out?
Well, you sure can.
As always, brothers and sisters, law enforcement, military, hold that line.
That's it, Bobby. Thank you, boo. Hey, boo.
What? Thank you very much, John Boy. I think with a little editing, we'll
have some random syllables going on there, didn't Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side. Another big sale going on at Tacky Jackie's for Father's Day. Hear all about it. And toward our brand new top 10 list. Good Friday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Head into Father's Day weekend. See what's hot and Tacky Jackie.
Howdy doody do, friends and neighbors. Your old pal Bert Fern here with a super duper, ultra special, fantastically fantastic major announcement. Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes is changing its name.
Yay!
For one weekend only. We're changing our name to, wait for it, Tacky Jackie's Duds for Studs. For too long, Father's Day has been the red-headed stepchild to Mother's Day, but Tacky Jackie put her orthopedic heel down and said,
oh, hell no.
Tell me, sunshine, does Poppy dress a little sloppy? Are there creases in his thighs but not in his slacks? Does the poor schmo have every tie you've ever bought him, but he doesn't wear them because he uses them to hold the trunk closed when he's transporting that broken recliner to someone's front lawn because he's too cheap to go to the dump? Is that the vibe you're pimping, player? Well, schmuck, you're in luck. Don't let summer be a bummer. Dress dad like an up-and-comer, and you won't find a better place to do it than Tacky Jackie's Duds for Studs. Worried about pops wearing jean shorts and flip-flops to your wedding? Is he wearing camo to your college graduation? Is it because all his dress clothes have stains and splotches from the lapel to the crotches?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Tacky Jackie's has you covered. We just got a shipment from Tinseltown designer Harvey Weinstein.
Ooh.
lightweight, wrinkle-resistant, and infused with Teflon. Food slides right off. Does it work? And how? We field tested it on Rosie O'Donnell. And if it can survive the tribulations of the trough on that heifer, those barbecue meatballs at the reception don't stand a chance. And you can thank Tacky Jackie. Does your old man still wear those threadbare Ric Flair t-shirts, Sanford and Sons tank tops, catfish hunter jerseys? Tell your dad the 80s called. They want their clothes back.
What are you talking about, Willis?
It's time to amp up those threads with authentic Hawaiian shirts from Magnum B.O. 3 dozen tropical designs, all with a built-in anti-embarrassment technology. When Pop has worn the shirt too long, he'll receive nearly harmless electrical shocks that will remind him it's time to wash a load instead of being one. Is your paterfamilias a boxers or briefs guy? Tell him it's time to change up what's holding his junk up with a gift from Hong Kong Fong's pre-stuffed thongs.
I like Chinese.
Instead of looking like an anatomically correct Ken doll, it'll look like he's packing and leave ladies' jaws slacking.
Oh, sexy lingerie. Now that's what I'm talking about.
And you'll only find it here at Tacky Jackie's Duds for Studs. Is Pop getting a little thin on top? Has his do taken a 23 skidoo? Does his hair look like he was sunning himself in Chernobyl circa April 1986?
I've become everything I've ever hated.
Help the guy regain his youthful appearance with a selection of hip, hot, happening hair pieces from Swedish wig maker Pappy Longstockings. For a few shekels, your dad can have the luxurious locks of stars like Ted Danson, Mr. Bean, Jared Leto, and if he's in a midlife crisis, Taylor Swift. Ooh! And it's all right here at Tacky Jackie's. Jackie says the perfect gift for any kind of dad. Deadbeats, tax cheats, heartthrobs, fat slobs, skinny punks, junkies, flunkies, badunkadunkies, fatheads, flatheads, methheads, meatheads, losers, boozers, losing team choosers, bus stop goosers, butt kickers, nose pickers, lamppost lickers, chow hounds, diet freaks, tools, fools, ghouls, drug mules, the jerk that wears sneakers in pools, brainiacs, maniacs, nitwits, dimwits, halfwits, dipwads, chiseled bods, more than slightly odds, gamers, lamers, homos, momos, shlomos, schmoes who got no dough, regular Joes, and the guy who wears his wife's nightgown and dances at his daughter's bus stop because she won't clean her room and eat her vegetables, and she damn well better dump that loser she's dating and find a boy with less tattoos or else. That's right. Tacky Jackie says everything to make your dad glad this Father's Day, but it's only available this weekend. You won't want to miss these special attractions. All dads will get a free gift bag of high-end men's hygiene products from celebrity cosmetic icon Danny Bonaduce.
I think you gentlemen probably want somebody else.
Does dad always look like he's wearing a sweater when he has his shirt off? Has he got ear hair like a hobbit? Does that unibrow circle his head like the rings of Saturn? Well, strap him to the table and let the experts from Manny Manscaper's body hair removal and pet grooming do their thing. Bikini wax demonstrations on Saturday with a cast of Sasquatch hunters.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
All removed hair will be donated to the Bald Poodles Rescue Fund. Bring the kids. We'll have a special shooting range set up where the tykes can fire tennis ball cannons at a bunch of scrambling dads. Are they nuts? Well, that's what they're aiming at, so yes. Two balls, two strikes, too much fun at Tacky Jackie's Duds for Studs. Hungry, the Barney Franks and Beans food truck will be there serving their world-famous 6-inch footlong. Yes, that's a wiener joke. Take the George Jefferson Parkway to Jimmy Walker Turnpike. Go back and to the left. On the Grassy Knoll Boulevard.
That's the jam.
Take the Will Smith Celebrity Thruway to the Jaden Smith Dead End Cul-de-sac. Look to the right, and when you see the Caitlyn Jenner impersonator whizzing in a milk jug next to his lemonade stand.
Hey, look, hey. Ooh, hey.
Take a hard left, hit the gas for 10 seconds, and then slam on the brakes, brother, because you've arrived. Remember, when Father's Day is over, Tacky Jackie's Duds for Studs goes back to being Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. Get an additional 10% off when you sing our theme song. This is your old friend Bert Burns saying, I'll see you there.
Oh, man. Wow.
Good Friday morning. Big Show's on the radio. All right. Top 10 list time, Billy.
Well, a bowl of cereal is a lot less popular at breakfast time in America than it used to be. And some brands are struggling a lot more than others. Here, I'll explain why. Today's Big Show Top 10 list, America's top 10 worst-selling breakfast cereals. Number 10, Jerry Rice Krispies. Number 9, Unfrosted Maxi Wheats. Number 8, Cornholios. That they have a weird mascot of the box. Number 7, Fruit and Pfizer. I don't even know what that is. Number 6, Lone Nut Cheerios. Number 5, Honey Bunches of Stuff from Under the Couch Cushion. Number 4, Credit Checks. Number 3, Frankenberry Switzer. Number 2, Kellogg's Pimple Pops. And the worst selling cereal, Sucky Charms.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hi, this is Sven Jordi Vartsen all the way from Hammerlangerfjord, Norway. After a round of Kick the Wolverine, there's nothing like sitting back, drinking a great big herring smoothie, and listening to the Big Show with John Boy and Bealey. There's a bone in this one.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Minutes away, my boy John Reed from his Country-ish podcast. Joins us every Friday morning, some small-town news. Right now, oh yeah, it's Friday, we're happy boys.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy. I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. My little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Go to We Get a Winner, and that winner gets a Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit in that John Boy Miller 5-gallon bucket. If you go to thebigshow.com, click the Liquid Performance banner, you can get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products. Just enter code JBB at checkout. That's Friday morning. Let's bring them in, boys.
We
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
It's our buddy, actor, comedian John Reap, countryish.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday, buddy.
I got a good one today.
All right.
A man had to be rescued after being stuck inside of a giant fan for 2 days at a vineyard.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. This is like a Mad Libs headline.
Have you guys seen these fans? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I see the picture and I see the dude's arm sticking out of it.
Oh, this is great. Okay, so these fans are like 50 feet tall. Mm. They just circulate air across the vines so the grapes don't get freeze when it gets cold.
Okay.
And yeah, there's pictures on your website and my website. It's great. You can see this dude's leg sticking out of the side of this thing. It looks like he's wearing the fan like it's a bad Halloween costume.
Oh, I'm Fan Man.
That's a big fan.
Yeah, he's a very tall tin man kind of a thing. Well, have you guys ever been stuck inside of anything?
Nah, besides an elevator, I think that's about it.
I'm in a marriage.
That's a good one. Good night, everybody. I got my head stuck in a banister one time when I was a kid. Mom had to butter up the head. That was not fun.
Butter your head.
Yeah. This happened in Santa Rosa, California. A 38-year-old man was discovered Tuesday by a deputy responding to a call about a suspicious vehicle parked near the winery. Mm. I'm not a big – are you guys big wine drinkers?
I like sweet wine.
I have a glass of red with my meat.
Yeah, it gives me a rosacea. You know? not a wine guy, not a fan. The deputy saw a hat on a piece of farming equipment and then found the man stuck inside of the shaft of the fan. And he said he just wanted to take pictures of the engines of old farm equipment. Yeah. He's a big fan. Look, a plow. No one's ever seen one of these before.
So it seems ridiculous until you hear his explanation. You go, oh, okay.
Yes.
It's like he's going to climb up the exhaust pipe.
Well, authorities said, after a thorough investigation, it was revealed that the farm equipment was not antique, and the man had far more methamphetamine than camera equipment.
Oh, drugs were involved.
Yeah. There you go. Methamphetamines is what he was on.
Man.
The police said the motivation to climb into the shaft remains a mystery today. I don't know about that. I don't know if it's a mystery. I mean, he was on meth.
Yeah. Or you could say it was even a mystery to him, and he's the one that did it.
Right. Yeah, meth and logic don't go together too much. Yeah. Maybe it was hot. It's been hot in California. Yeah. This dude's a hot meth. Maybe he was maybe he was playing hide and seek. Another dude just gave up and went off,
Wait, what? How long was he in there? 2 days? Yeah. 2 days.
2 days.
He might be hide and seek world champion.
Yeah.
Man.
The fire department had to extricate the man out of the fan shaft. He's being charged with trespassing, drug possession, and violating his probation. I don't know what it's from. Maybe stealing Sudafed. I don't know.
No.
Not one bottle of wine was involved. That's what kills me.
Yeah, I thought maybe it's hiding until everybody left, so he can get out, and pick some grapes and have some wine or something.
He should pay for his defense. He should start an OnlyFans to raise money.
He did require medical treatment. They say he's expected to make a full recovery, so he'll be back on his meth in no time.
Oh, perfect.
There you go, boys.
The town may be small, but the news is huge.
All right, and John Reed playing in Cherokee at Harris Casino Saturday, June 26th. He'll be at the Charlotte Comedy Zone July 22nd through the 24th. Tickets at countryish.com. Sure to check out his podcast. John, have a great weekend, buddy. See you next week.
You too, guys. Have a good one.
All right, well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's review yesterday's question. Found out, according to a government study, this animal is the one most likely to wind up as roadkill on America's highways.
Squirrels.
Uh-huh, the squirrel. No matter what you see on a Geico commercial, them high-fiving each other when they miss a car. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Alternative uses for this historic drug were first considered when male test subjects refused to return unused pills at the end of the trial period.
Were they birth control pills?
No.
Okay.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy. Next. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio rolling through you Friday. Our video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. We got our Father's Day tribute, Dads to the Rescue. Check it out, make your day to visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy.
And now your host. He loves them all, but he has been known to say from time to time, how bad do they actually need rescuing?
He's John Moore.
Yeah, thank you. Let's say hey to Eddie out of Gretna, Virginia. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, man. Welcome in here, Eddie. You first up and grab it right here. Listen up. Okay. Alternative uses for this historic drug were first considered when male test subjects refused to return unused pills at the end of the trial period.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say it's the V word, Viagra.
You say Viagra.
Southern
is that? Yeah, I figured that'd be
well,
quick.
Well, what else would it be? Absolutely.
I know, man. Uh-huh. That's wild. And, I told Randy to look that up because I wasn't sure what the original use they were testing it for.
Yeah, I found some interesting facts. I'll
give a shout out, John Boy.
Let's let Eddie give a shout out. I'll get my head right. All right, Eddie, what you got, buddy?
I want to do a shout out to all the fathers on Father's Day because the fathers rock just the way the mothers do. Shout out to all the fathers on Father's Day.
All right, good deal, Eddie. Will you hang on, Jackie? Hook you up with your Father's Day present, the John Boy and Billy bucket. Put it on your head and have you think under there. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. That post about 20 minutes away. Getting a brand new script and acting out in the Playhouse. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio rolling through your Friday. All right, then. Yesterday, had a top 10 things Dad would never say. Update to that list in just a second. First, I want to tell you about the 4th annual Ellie Buck Memorial Bull Bash is happening this weekend, today and tomorrow at Lucky L Arena. And, where is that up there, Jackie? That's your nephew up there riding bulls, ain't it?
Nephew.
It's 3651 Grit Road in Hurt, Virginia. That's where the Lucky L Arena is. Gates open at 5:30. Showtime 7:30. Tickets $15 for adults. Kids 6 and under are free. Lawn seating available. Bring your own chair and blanket. More info, truegritrodeo.com. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll check that out. Good deal. All right.
Hey, and I got to tell you.
What you say, baby?
I got to tell you. This kid saw you riding or heard that you had rode a bull. So he started doing it as a child. He was very, very young. And he has been doing this. He's probably in his 30s now. Uh-huh. And he is really serious about it. John Boy can do it. I want to do it. So he rides bulls. I'm so proud of him. I'm like, yeah, Cleve, I'm proud of you, buddy.
Wow. All right.
Do your thing this weekend. Thank you, Johnny.
Man, that is awesome. You go, Cleve. Glad I inspired you to become a bull rider.
And don't forget, Cleve, after you ride the bull, you can kind of, you know, call in sick, play hooky a couple of days from work.
You got to work it. What do you got? All right. TrueGritRodeo.com. Good stuff. All right, Billy. Well, let's do this top 10 list right now.
Well, just in time for Father's Day, here they are. Top 10 more things you'll never hear your dad say. Number 10. For goodness sakes, could somebody in this house please turn some more lights on? Number 9. Hey, what time does Real Housewives of Atlanta come on? Number 8. I tell you, today's rock and roll is way better than that crap we used to listen to. Number 7. Son, you're 15 years old. I think it's about time you got out there and got a tattoo. Number 6. Hey, I'll be happy just as long as he grows up and be as big a fruitcake as his swishy Uncle Todd. Number 5. Hey, let's burn one on the back porch before Mom gets back. Number 4. No, I don't want to meet your new boyfriend. The less I know about him, the better. Number 3. I'm just happy you're moving back home. I wouldn't dream of charging you rent. Number 2. Listen up, Buster. As long as you live in my house, you're going to live by a very flexible set of rules based almost entirely on your own personal preferences, okay? And the number one thing Dad will never say, Caitlyn Jenner, I'd hit that.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. The Father's Day anthem for the big show in about 20 minutes. Married man's dad to the bone. You know, Chris coming in, we played it earlier yesterday. We got it coming up again. For all you dads, relate. Right now, got a brand new script in the Playhouse, boys and girls. Jack will be ready and action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Mr. Glickman and the Counselor. As our story opens, Herman Glickman is in a private session with the life counselor at Brushywood Senior Living Center.
Good morning, Mr. Glickman.
Morning, Dr. Maroon.
Actually, it's pronounced Moran.
Oh, good. That'll make it a lot easier to take you serious.
All right. Okay. Says here, you just moved to Brushywood.
This is my third retirement place in the last 5 years.
Wow. You sure have moved around a lot.
Well, I think it's because of my late wife, Sophie. She was a nurse over at the Eastwood Retirement Village. When we first met 53 years ago, we were both young and full of dreams. Every day was a little slice of heaven. And when I started getting older, Sophie always knew what I needed. I thought, I'm never going to be in an old folks' home because I got the best nurse in the world right here. Then, about 5 years ago, Sophie had a massive heart attack and she died.
Oh, my, that must have been a shock.
Oh, stop acting like you knew her. You got that right. And by that time, I couldn't live on my own anymore. So I moved into the Eastwood Acres place where Sophie used to work. They had this wonderful nurse there named Margie, a real pip, Very attractive, too. Pretty soon, I started having feelings for her.
Hmm.
And before you know it, we were in love, and I had such guilt about it. Oy, I felt like I was betraying my late wife's memory. I couldn't take it, so I moved to the Westwood Senior Center on the other side of town. And that's where I met nice Susan. Ooh, wonderful woman. Easy on the eyes, too. Before you know it, I was in love with her.
Hmm.
Again with the hmm?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Doc, it was like the Eastwood Place all over again. I fell in love with my nurse, and the guilt was so painful I had to get out of there. That's when I moved to Brushywood.
And how's it going so far?
That nurse, Jackie, is the smartest woman I've ever met. You'd never know it by looking at her. And she'd got a balcony you could do Shakespeare off. I'm starting to get that old feeling again.
Mr. Glickman, it sounds like you've fallen into a pattern here.
Well, can you help me?
I think so. Sounds like what you need is to stop trying to replace your late wife with every new nurse you meet.
No. What I need is to get rid of the guilt. I'm running out of nursing homes the moment.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Nurse Jackie and I are looking for a third. Do you swing?
Tune in again next time when we'll hear crusty old Nurse Jackie say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Well, do you?
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Oh, you can have all them goody two-shoes on the radio talking about their damn teeth and having babies. There's nothing sexier than a hot young man talking trash on the radio. I like all them opinionated type men. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Neil Bort. There's snow on the roof. There's a fire in the furnace. It's getting hot in here. I take off all my clothes. Woo! I feel so vulnerable.
Big Show's on the radio. Yeah, a little bit ago, John Boy Jeopardy found out about, I guess, and it's got to be one of the most popular drugs in the history of drugs, for men anyway.
Certainly the most publicized.
When we found out the test subjects, they're testing this drug, didn't return the unused pills. The male test subjects said, oh, look into this. And luckily a few of them confided in doctors as to why they wanted to keep them. So it's Viagra. And it was originally for, what is it like, you call the acute angina stuff? Or
well, for blood pressure.
Yeah,
and
it's a blood pressure type.
Yeah.
So it was blood pressure.
And for angina, which is like chest pain due to, you know, heart issues.
Yeah.
So it does, and it opens up the
It increases
the
blood flows. Yeah,
yeah, to the little tiny vessels. And that's why it works for what we use it for, or they use it for now.
And you're saying it's also proven, like, high-altitude mountain climbers use Viagra.
If you were going to scale Mount Everest, you'll likely have a prescription for Viagra in your pack.
Because it opens it up and makes you breathe better blood flow and all
right,
that stuff.
Right, right.
Like that. All right, like that. Well, this is the funniest thing that we found out of this.
And it sounds like he's making this up. I researched it. It is absolutely true.
The two chemists at Pfizer that came up with Viagra are named Peter Dunn,
which sounds like a symptom,
right,
and Albert Wood.
Okay. Sounds like the solution.
Now, immediately you think, well, that sounds like an urban legend, but it's really
true. It is true, yeah.
God damn. Oh, boy, here comes Dunn and Wood again. See what they got. All right. Peter Dunn, Albert Wood. Congratulations, boys.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win the current events quiz. Take C, get a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card from Law Tigers. Law Tigers, motorcycle lawyers who ride, representing injured riders for over two decades. With Law Tigers, you never ride alone. Go to lawtigers.com or click on the link at Law Tigers banner at thebigshow.com. See what all good stuff. They're giving away Sturgis for the biggest rally in America coming up. All right. Hang on. We'll play for it in minutes. First, headed toward Father's Day. Here's our dad anthem.
Get up in the morning and I go off to work. I don't like my job because my boss is a jerk. But I gotta make that money. I gotta take it on home. I'm here to tell you, buddy, that I'm dad to the bone. Dad to the bone. Dad to the bone. Dad. Dad. Dad, dad of the bone. I make $1,000, but still I'm blue. I need $1,000 more, baby, for all the bills that are due. I'm in the hole, pretty baby, sinking just like a stone. Got a wife and four kids, and I'm dad to the bone. Dad to the bone. Oh, brother. Could you guys excuse me for just a second? Hello? Yes, honey bunny. Yeah. Listen, I'm kind of in the middle of something. Can I call you back? Yeah. We're sort of rocking right now. I promise. I'll call you back in just a minute, okay? Thanks, hon. Bye. Sorry, guys. Got two kids with jelly all over their faces. One that needs a new bike and one that needs braces. And a wife, pretty baby, with a brand new cellular phone. I'm about to go broke. I'm dad to the bone. Dad to the bone. Oh, boy. You don't know the half of it. I mean, it's just, well, never mind. Guys, excuse me just one more second. Hello? Yes, honey bunny. No, we're still rocking over here. Yes. We're only on our first take, so I really don't know how much longer it's going to be. Yeah. That's Chet, the saxophone. Yeah. Chet, the guy from the bowling team. No, I don't think you guys have met. What difference does it make what he looks like? I'm sure you guys have never met, yes. That's college buddy, yes. Yes. Yes, he plays very well. Yes, he does. Yes. Listen, honey, can I... What? Oh. Pick up a few things at the store on the way home. Oh, okay. One second.
Does anybody have a pen?
Thanks. Okay, what? Paper towels. And what else? Is that the Super Maxi? Now, do those have the wings? Okay. All right. I'll take care of it on the way. No, I really don't know how long it's going to be. Listen, honey, the solo's almost over. I need to go. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye. I hear so much talk that my ears are bleeding. My life is a mess, and my hairline's receding. I'm a wreck, pretty baby. It makes me want to moan. I'm here to tell you, brother, that I'm dad to the bone. Dad to the bone. That's me, brother. Dad. Dad. Dad to the bone. You know, this is sounding pretty good. Oh, boy. Excuse me. Hello. Yes, honey bunny.
Yes, I think we're just getting ready to wrap up here. Yes. What? Yes, I'll be sure to give Joe his pen back. I know, I'm very bad about sticking him in my pocket. Yeah. Honey, I'll be home in a few minutes. Okay, I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye. Okay, fellas. Looks like that's a wrap.
All right, man, good job. All right, y'all, let's play the current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
Well, a new NBC summer game show is in trouble for what might be the worst reason ever.
Okay, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Take C and win. We play next. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio rolling through your Friday. Our video of the day brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Dads to the rescue. Check out these quick thinking dads to protect their little ones. It's right there at thebigshow.com. And right now, JB&B Pimp Squad.
Ready?
And let's welcome Jeannie from Red Hill, South Carolina. Good morning, Jeannie.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Hey, we all good. You feeling okay?
I am fantastic.
Good. All right, Jeannie, glad you made it in, baby. Listen to Billy and win this prize pack.
Well, the NBC TV network had high hopes for a new summer game show called Slip and Slide. It's a competition show, and yes, it's based on Wham-O's famous backyard water slide gizmo. Well, they've hit a major snag that halted production after 7 weeks with 5 days of shooting left to go. The problem? Two words you don't want to hear in connection with a slip and slide. Explosive diarrhea.
What?
An outbreak of an intestinal bug called Giardia broke out on the set, causing over 40 crew members to rush to the porta potties. The hosts, comedian Ron Funches and former SNL cast member Bobby Moynihan, are said to be fine, but other cast and crew were sidelined and filming is shut down indefinitely. The show is still officially part of the NBC summertime lineup, though there's a good chance the premiere may be delayed. A source at the network is confident that Slip and Slide will make it to the air, saying, A, it may take a while, but we'll get it done. B, any publicity is good publicity. Or C, please, this isn't even the crappiest show on NBC this month.
Where's that, Jeannie?
Oh, I'm going to have to take C on that.
There you go. Oh, whole new deal on slipping and sliding down that deal. Oh, boy. All right. Hey, Jeannie, good work, baby. You got the Law Tigers prize pack. We'll get to you down Red Hill.
Can I give a shout-out, please?
Of course you can.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Clyde, serving up some of the coldest beer in Myrtle Beach at Pop's Place.
Pop's Place. All right, you go, Clyde. Y'all have a big weekend, Jeannie.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. 20 minutes away. Oh, country boy Nerville making it to the city again. Check in with Nerve. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Yesterday, T-Bomb. We talked to T-Bomb. It works for Frito-Lay. It's T
T-Bomb's real name is David Thomas. He was taking credit for getting me and Jackie some barbecue Fritos.
But his wife said, you didn't even do nothing.
So I want to thank Bobby Traylor and T-Bomb for the barbecue Fritos. These boys live in Perry, Georgia. And I think both of them do work for Frito, right, Jackie?
Both of them do.
Both of them, yeah. And they heard me and Jackie talking about we could not find barbecue Fritos. Like, they got the chili and cheese and all that stuff. It just ain't the same as Fritos barbecue that we grew up with.
Right.
So anyway, they said they're out again for a limited time. They have been out of production for like years.
I think they bring them back every time the cicadas show up.
Like that. Well, they are good because they use the same barbecue salt or whatever it is flavoring that they use on their chips. And it's like that sweet, tangy.
Yeah.
It is good.
Oh, man, I know the best. And we were just saying, man, we can't find those anymore. Yeah. And what about old Bob and David out of Perry, Georgia? Hooked us up. So me and Jackie split them up.
Of course, I didn't ever see any bags.
If y'all would like some, we'll dole you out a few.
Okay.
But it's a limited time deal if you want the barbecue Fritos.
So you're talking about one handful, basically.
Yeah. Here's one. Make that last. Yeah. All right.
Is the limited time in there, or is the limited time like for everybody?
Yeah. I think limited time for everybody. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. But if y'all get out and buy a bunch of them, maybe they'll bring them back, and then y'all can have some. Yeah.
So do you still leave your truck unlocked while you're in here?
Oh, no. It's locked up.
Dang it.
Yeah, locked up. Like you couldn't get in it if you want to.
Yep. But, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, Bobby Dave, we appreciate y'all, man, thinking about us. All right. Now, well, maybe y'all should try it. Anything y'all want that you can't find, maybe one of our listeners will love y'all enough to actually go out of their way.
We have a real shortage at my house of $100 bills. So if anybody could.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen. All right. Good luck with that. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Every once in a while, he's forced to leave the country and come into the city. When he does, he always swings by to have a cup of coffee and chat. So let's welcome back to the Big Show our old friend, Nerval T. Wheeler. How are you, Nerval?
About the same. I got it mined like a steel trap. Rusty and illegal in 37 states.
Well, I don't know about that. You seem to have more on the ball than most folks half your age.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's hard work keep his noggin in working order, you know, especially considering my family's history.
Well, as Billy would say, I sense a story.
Well, not too much of one. It's just in the past, there's been a good bit of crazy in my family. When I was a boy, my brother thought he's a chicken.
Wow, did you try to get him any help?
Well, no, not really.
Well, why not?
Well, times tough back then. We needed the eggs. We did eventually tote him yonder to the city to see one of them highfalutin head shrinkers.
Oh, how'd that go?
About like you think. My brother walked into his office buck naked except for a clear plastic poncho. Doctor knowed right away he was off plumb. Doctor says, boy, I can clearly see your nuts.
Well, there you go.
If it weren't my blood, I'll wait for the laugh on that. Don't step. I believe Milton Berle said it. Don't step on my laugh. It weren't just in my blood kin, neither, the John boy. I married a crazy gal.
Oh.
Yeah, she's my third wife, Hester. She's a flighty one, she was. Never knew when she's going to go off like a rocket. I tried to figure a way to predict when she'd snap, so I got her one of them mood rings. You remember them?
Oh, yeah, sure do. Did it work?
Yeah, it worked pretty damn good and good. She is in a good mood. That ring there turned bright green. When she's in a bad mood, it left a big red mark on my forehead.
Well, who can argue with that?
I had me a crazy friend, too, once upon a time. Old Gerald Fosdyke. He'd stand on a street corner up Holmeyer, and he'd just be a-hollering into the air to beat the band. This woman walking by says, why is he doing that? And I says, oh, that's just Gerald. He's just talking to himself again. She says, how come he's shouting? I said, well, hell, he's hard of hearing.
You sure can pick him.
Yeah. I had another friend who was paranoid and had low self-esteem.
He thought no one important was out to get him.
You really do associate with a bizarre cast of characters, don't you, Nerve?
Well, why in the world do you think I feel comfortable coming in here all the time?
Well, that would explain a lot.
Well, I need to get a moseying on here. I got to drop this bag off over to Smarty Marty's house.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. One of them Miss Claire All Home Perm kits. Seems like his lockdown took the curl out of his hair. Looks a good bit like Captain Kangaroo now.
Well, you tell him we said hey.
I guess I can. Hey, you mind if I get another cup of coffee and take a turn on that indoor toilet in there?
You be my guest.
Lord, the things city folks spend money on. Well, in the meantime, you keep your saddle oiled and your gun greased and holler if you need me.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio and more Big Show right around the corner.
I'm working with Mr. Bill Cox over at his outfit, and I like to listen to John Boy and Billy on that there Big Show. I like the way they talk. Her funny ha-ha, not funny queer. That's what they say anyhow. I figured out why John Boy has a hard time getting started in the morning. Ain't got no gas.
Big Show's on the radio Friday, June the 18th. I want to thank Old Pineville Premium Pub in Charlotte, North Carolina, feeding the Big Show crew this morning. They got great burgers, great salads, great wings, just great everything. You find yourself in the Queen City in Charlotte, by Old Pineville Premium Pub, Old Pineville Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. The same neighborhood as John Boy and Billy World Headquarters. Summer is here and the patio is wide open. Inside seating also open. Hey, Blaze, get a cold and get some good food and watch a U.S. Open this weekend. Okay, got some stuff going on. I really want to remind you, Jackie's nephew, a little kid that I inspired when I rode that bull back in the 90s.
Wow.
He took up bull ride. Unbelievable, isn't it? And he'll be competing at the 4th annual Ellie Buck Memorial Bull Bash up there in Virginia. There it is. Grit Road in Hurt, Virginia, where you'll find the Lucky L Arena. And they are doing it today. Gates open this afternoon at 5:30, showtime 7:30. And then again on tomorrow. Tickets only $15 for adults, kids 6 and under free, lawn seating available. Bring your own chair and blanket. Get you more info at truegritrodeo.com. That'd be a fun little thing this weekend. You're moving around close to Hurt, Virginia. Also, as we head to Father's Day weekend, a good time to grill out here in the last weekend of June. How about that? And we got a little note from thebigshow.com from, let's see, was it from James Riles, James.
What language is this in?
James, we got your note. I just wanted to let John Boy and Billy know that the barbecue sauce and the rubs are the best I've ever had. I want to thank y'all for putting them on the market. I'm surprised it took me so long to try them, but I'm glad I finally did. Well, thank you very much, James. Yeah, y'all get you some John Boy and Billy grilling sauce. And the John Boy and Billy, we got the pork rub, the chicken rub, the baked bean mix. If you go to thebigshow.com, you go to Big Show Foods, and you can order online. If I don't have it at a store near you, so Carl Cook, ship it out to you.
John Boy and Billy's grilling.
Something. Yeah, you might want to get closer to the microphone when Carl does that. And Hound Brown and Kevin Sport, Rolling Smoke Nation, are playing at Lodge Cast Iron tomorrow, the third annual Father's Day grill out, moving around Concord Mills up from the racetrack, Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord. Carl and Hound and Kevin will be there for me 11 till 3 tomorrow. All right, so I hope y'all have a great Father's Day weekend.
John Boy and Billy's grilling sauce.
Yeah, all right, back off a little bit. You're good.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play our last wordy word rounds of the week. Get ready to win a prize pack of goodies, including the legendary pecan log roll from Stuckey's. All your favorite snacks, cold drinks, fun novelties served with Southern hospitality. Don't forget those legendary pecan log rolls. Stuckey's, making road trips fun again. Ain't played our Friday morning song yet. Let's get it going for the final hour. Hit it.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
You're young and you've got your hair. What do you want with the job?
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
7 years of college down the drain.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it.
People skills.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Ever since I was a tiny boy, I don't want no candy, I don't need no toy. I took a stick and an old coffee can. I bang on that thing till I got bruises on my head because I don't want to work.
I'm working.
The workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign. Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little. Well, we don't even have dental.
Are you coming down into the pit?
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Where do you work?
In a tech.
What do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, but I really don't like it.
So you're gonna quit?
Nah. I'm just gonna stop going.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
So you're gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
Okay.
Go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cats?
No, sir.
And wonderful. Welcome back.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay?
I studied on killing you.
Thanks.
I studied about it quite a bit.
That would be great. Okay? When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you,
sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Calm down. I am calm. What is it with you people?
You people?
I don't mean you people. I mean you people.
I will not tolerate any racist behavior.
I'm not a racist.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Calm down.
I'm calm!
I'm as proud as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right, there you go. Now I feel like Friday. Y'all ready to tackle this wordy word game?
Yeah.
1-800-BIG-SHOWS. Y'all toll-free line across America. You can also go to bigshow.com, click the on-air contest button. Think you might be good at wordy word and can't get through? Jack can call you. We play next. Good Friday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Not video today. Brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. The video, our Father's Day tribute, Dads to the Rescue. I always like these, man. Quick thinking, dads. Amen, kids. Check it out at thebigshow.com. And we'll be taking a classic beer request off the wall coming up in minutes. Right now, let's play.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. As soon as Jackie tells me who they are, we're going to meet them, boy. Right here.
I told you, I got it.
There you go. We got Matthew from Mobile, Alabama. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning,
John. Hey, good morning. And we got Chuck from Hickory, North Carolina. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. All right, boys, welcome in here. So, Chuck, you're on Team Tater and Randy. And Matthew on the John Boy and Billy side. All right. Well, it's ready to go here. Chuck, you relax. Me and Matthew are going to go for the first 30 seconds. All right. You ready, right. Matthew?
I am ready.
All right, then. Let's do it. Start the clock now. This is what you call the guys who dress up like something for a ball team. They're the...
player?
Time out. Randy's clock is not working there. What, you got that?
I'm trying to find it.
All right, hold on here. We get it. Very important. I hear the clock.
It's right. Somebody's big fingers keeps hitting the board button.
I wonder whose fingers that is.
I don't know.
It's either mine or Jackie's. Run some fingerprints. If it means that much to you. All right, so here we go. All right, Matthew, me and you starting over, all right?
All right.
All right, hope you had time to think about it. Ready? Go. All right, like the San Diego Chicken is one of these. He's a...
mascot.
Yes. All right. When you hire a guy to go with you to something, he is your what?
Wingman.
Not a guy. A girl. A girl will have a guy.
Chauffeur.
Her male blank. Like you just go with them. You help them. You are their...
apprentice.
No, it's another word. You're there. You say, I need a blank. To this.
Randy, could you check Johnny while you're at it?
Jackie, you need to stay off his buttons.
All right, well, we eked the one out. So now Chuck and Tater for round one. You ready, Chuck?
Oh,
we got it.
Okay, Chuck's got it off my clues, Randy.
Do you hear it? Do you hear it?
Wow.
That little, he's going right, to be me the rest of the day.
I mean, Billy, my partner. Okay, here we go. Chuck and Tater. Go.
Like a homecoming queen might be blanked by one of the football players, you know, where he walks her to the stage. Ford
escort.
Used to make one of these. Yes, escort. You lost all your blank. This is when they say you've gone crazy. You've lost all your...
marbles.
Yes.
Wow.
You see this skull and crossbones. It means what? Poison. Do not... oh, man.
Do not eat.
Or,
do not
but what... it was Robinson's in the.
Whatever it is, it's catching.
Yeah, I know. When you're done with Johnny, check Tater, too.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So, well, Chuck did get a two with that escort. So, 2-1.
Sorry.
And here we go into round two. Still anybody's game. All right.
All right.
Matthew, you are with Billy. Are you ready?
I'm ready again.
Pick him on that last one, which Tater was totally no help at all with. All right.
Yes, that was my plan.
Ready, go.
A bridge out sign will have this word on it usually. Blank, bridge out. It's like a warning
danger.
To you.
Yeah, danger.
There you go. There
danger.
You go. Looks like a horse, but it has black and white stripes.
The zebra.
Bam.
Yep, you play this with a ball and two rackets on a court.
Tennis, racquetball.
Yes.
There you go. Clorox makes this product. Clorox.
Bleach.
Yes.
Yep. Mickey blank. Walt Disney's Mickey.
Mouse.
Yeah.
You might eat a slice of this after dinner.
Pass.
Yes.
Whoa. There you go. We get that pie on a buzzer. All right. Put a 6 on a 1, a 7 for Matthew. So,
Billy, you are really
right.
good at this game.
I guess it was good. I don't You're know. Asking him.
I know. He's going to do it anyway. I may as well deserve it.
So, Chuck and Randy, you need 5 to tie, and 6 will win.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, boys.
Now
okay.
He's going to count you down.
Ready, Go.
Breakfast cereal, Frosted
Flakes.
All right, so, oh, boy. All right, so if you were to get all dolled up in a tuxedo that had this thing that goes on your head, what is that called, the thing on your head?
Hat.
Yep, yeah. What kind of hat?
Top hat.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So these are the, there was a rodent in Caddyshack that was causing all the trouble.
Gopher.
Yep. Mm. So this is a vegetable that you would make slaw out of.
Cabbage.
Yes.
Four. Yeah.
All right.
No, Matthew wins.
Wow.
Seven to six.
Good game. Jackie, I got four. He only got one.
And I must compliment you, Randy, yeah, when you get dolled up in your tuxedo. La-di-da. I never heard a guy getting dolled up in a tuxedo.
Yeah, all right, great. That's it. I'm messing his hair up.
He's putting on the Ritz. What do you want him to do?
All right. Well, so, Chuck, you came up short, but you can play again anytime, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right, bud. Be good.
All right, Chuck. Thank you, man. And Matthew from Mobile, you got your big old Stucky's prize pack. You eat that pecan roll and think about your victory on Wordy Word.
I sure will, guys. I sure do appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Hang on with Jackie. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bit request. We do it every weekday morning about this time. Something you heard in the past, like to hear again? Just hit us up at the John Boy Miller Facebook page or shoot us a line at thebigshow.com. And Tater found Miss Angie Zimmerman out of Birmingham, Alabama. I told you, something women love that Phil McCracken. Angie wants to play one of his appearances. Well, she wants us to play. I think she's going to set back. Right. You know how we do it. All right, Angie, your request coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, classic beer request. Angie Zimmerman from Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah, here we go, Ange. Listen in out front.
Look at me. I'm the gayest guy that you will ever see. I wear my clothes way too tight. You can't understand. I'm swishy. I'm barely a man. You can say that I'm putting you on, but we both know that just isn't true. Don't you notice my hand on your knee? That's right, I'm hitting on you. This way. And the whole entire world will know you're gay. I love the sound of high-pitched squeals. That's the music I hear. I'm swishy. You guessed it. I'm queer. Oh, hello, Babs, my angel. Oh, my. What has happened to your hair? It's so frizzy and puffy. You look like one of those butchy art school lesbians or a white Pam Grier.
Ooh.
Ah, of course, the humidity. Oh, my arch enemy, the humidity. I hate walking to the Mini Cooper in the summer. It's like walking through water. I feel like I ought to be listening to Lloyd Bridges and Sea Hunt. You know it's humid when you have to take a shower to dry off. Oh, yes, oh, I shower several times a day in the summer. We gay are a very clean people. From the neck down. Meow! Yes, in case you hadn't noticed, I'm a bit of a sweater. If the temperature goes over 70 degrees, it's on, baby. I sweat like Mel Gibson at a bar mitzvah. I sweat like a fat girl at the disco. I sweat like a blind lesbian at the sushi bar. I sweat like Hillary Clinton on a polygraph. Any of these sweat jokes doing anything for you? What's that? Have I tried cornstarch? Oh, yes. But I sweat so much, all I do is make gravy. So how's your summer going?
Oh, car trouble, huh? Well, did you take it to the mechanic? You did, but it's a new mechanic, and you were afraid he was going to rip you off. I see. Well, what happened? It was nothing. He told you all you needed was turn signal fluid. That was close. Listen, why don't you toddle off to Toity Town and freshen your fabulous? Then it's off to Aaronville. Off you go. What a show. Little hoe. Everybody knows. And she's gone. Bye. Never forget, once I asked Babs what she did first thing in the morning, she said, I introduce myself. Jump on, baby. Big Show, Phil speaking. I'm going to help you. Oh, Marcel, thank God you called. I was having a hard time staying awake. No, I slept fine. I was just listening to Astronerd talk. Yeah, he's the cure for insomnia. You know, they should warn people when they're listening to him on the radio so they pull over and don't fall asleep at the wheel. Oh, nothing new here. Oh, did I tell you about Babs and her dog, Fangella? Well, we were getting gelato. Do you have a second? We were getting gelato the other day, and we tied Fangella to a shady tree outside. And a minute later, a policeman came in and said, who owns that dog outside? Babs said it was hers. And the cop said, well, your dog seems to be in heat. Babs said, oh, no, I'm certain I left him in the shade. Cop says, no, you don't understand. Your dog needs to be bred. Babs says, no, she doesn't eat bread. The cop says, no, you don't understand. The dog wants to have sex. Babs said, okay, go ahead. I've always wanted a police dog. And scene. Yeah, well, we'll see in 9 weeks, okay? Okay, here comes Babs. I gotta go. And Marcel, dust. Okay, my strawberry angel, let's adieu. That means go. Oh, Ish, what have you done to your lipstick? Well, I love the red. Why is your lipstick green? Ah, green means go. That figures. Oh, my head. Make it 2 BCs to go. To the Mini Cooper! Carry on, straight people!
A Big Show on the Radio Friday morning, and this time every Friday throughout the year. It's our man Tom Sorensen, and we got him on the line right now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, man. I had a mechanic who just left my place and paid you a nice compliment. He said, what do you do for a living? I said, well, I'm kind of retired, but I worked for the Observer for 36 years. He kind of went, oh. And I said, and I work for John Boy and Billy. He goes, you work for John Boy and Billy? So they love you, man. They love you out here. They love you in the real world.
Good, man.
You are a master storyteller. I mean, I had no idea how that was going to end. You
know, that's how it
twists and turns.
Yes, good work, man.
I'm succinct.
You are. All right, Tom. Well, I want to start off with college football. We touched on this earlier this week with Pac-Man and about the 12-team deal, and I finally got my head around it because I was saying 12 teams, well, that doesn't work. So you got 6 games, then the winner of that, well, there's 12 games. Okay, 12 teams and 6 games, then it goes to 3 games. How does that work? But I learned, like, the first 4 will have a bye. Could you run over that again? I think I messed myself up in 3 days. I can't figure it out again.
Okay, well, there was this mechanic over at my place. And, now, there are 12 teams get in, and they'll take 4 of them, 4 of the conference champions, and they'll get a first-round bye. And then the other 8 play, and 4 advance, so you get 4 versus 4. First round is going to be played at the home field of the higher-seeded team, and then after that, they'll play at neutral sites.
Okay. Now, when could this happen?
Well, they're going to agree on it. The earliest the agreement could happen, the official agreement, is September. And so it won't kick in this season. It could kick in as early as season after the next one.
Oh.
That's the earliest it could take place. Although that's probably unlikely. But the thing is, everybody agrees just about that this makes sense. because, frankly, people got sick of seeing, oh, it's a playoff. Therefore, it's Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Oklahoma.
Right.
So this is cool. If this had been in effect last season, we all know Coastal Carolina in this part of the country outside of Myrtle Beach, mm-hmm. they would have made the playoffs, and they would have opened at Notre Dame. And that's like two different species coming together. And I grew up Catholic, so obviously I would have been pulling for Coastal. But you know what? Coastal Carolina was a good team. They beat BYU, whose quarterback was drafted number two overall by the Jets. And I think it gives a chance for some underdogs. And it's just one cool thing is with about 4 weeks left in the season, you're probably going to have at least 20 teams with a shot at making the playoffs.
Right.
And I just think it's good for fans, it's good for teams, and it gets more people involved.
I like it, too. I wish it'd hurry up, so we're going to have to wait at least a couple of years before it happens. So if that's
thanks. Well, at least one more season, and then it conceivably could kick in.
All right, good deal. All right, well, let's move to the U.S. Open. That began yesterday at Torrey Pines outside San Diego. It's exciting. I love major golf tournaments, man. I watch them things for sure.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, I watch it. The Masters is the one that gets me every year. And this one I'm interested in because, I spent a little bit of time with Phil Mickelson, and there's been more money bet on him than anybody else, and it's not close. He opened as an 85-1 underdog. And now he's 50-1. And think about this. Think of all the money that's bet on him. And, you know, people love Phil Mickelson, and everybody's pulling for him except for everybody in the world who takes bets. Because if he wins this thing, oh, they're going to be hurting. Man. So there are a lot of bet takers who are saying, please, anybody but Phil.
I didn't finish my thought. I'm pulling for Phil Mickelson, too, while I'm watching it. So, and he just turned 51. We're talking about it on Wednesday this week. So let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get an old guy. I mean, he proved he can win. What did he won down South Carolina a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and right after that, that's when the odds were 85-1.
Hmm.
And right away, people said, whoa. I mean, to me, as a betting man, I think that makes sense. I mean, if you can, yeah, the odds are against him. Of course they're against him. But are they 85-1 or even 50-1 against him? No. So I like that one. And I can see, and he's a sentimental favorite. So I can see why people are jumping on.
I'll see what happens with that. And you say that most NFL teams have wrapped up their mini camp this week.
Yeah, mini camp was mandatory. And, only last 3 days, and they get the rest of the time off now, and then they will report to training camp, like the Panthers report on July 27th, and then it's on, and then it's full speed until the season opens in September. And one thing that's going to be cool, if you're from this part of the country, and people, no matter where you're from, you know his name, Steve Smith Sr., mm-hmm. is going to do the color commentary for the Panthers preseason games.
All right.
And that'll be kind of cool. And he will not have to be coaxed out of his shell. I mean, the thing is, Steve's a really bright guy. And it's going to be interesting because he is not going to hold back. I mean, he doesn't care who we offend. Never did.
Yeah.
But he will offer opinions. But, they'll get some time off, and then they'll gather in training camp, and I will head down to Spartanburg and check out the Panthers.
All right, be down to Spartanburg, looking at the Panthers in the heat of the summer. It's always nice and warm down there. So what did you see across the country in other NFL minicamps? Tom, what's the highlights for you?
Okay, Julio Jones, who's been with Atlanta since he was drafted, it looked really good for Tennessee. I mean, he is that could be an absolute steal for the Titans, and he just looked good out there. Tim Tebow, former NFL quarterback, is playing tight end now for Jacksonville. And to a lot of people, it was a joke. I like the guy, and I think, why wouldn't you give him a chance? And he works so hard, and teammates have taken him in, and he's looked pretty good. I mean, I don't know if he makes a team, but he's off to a good start. And Aaron Rodgers, you saw him in his living room. He was in Hawaii. He is holding out and just has some issues with Green Bay's management. And, you know, this guy, is still as good as any quarterback in the league, except for maybe Mahomes and Brady. But he's right up there with them. And he's sitting out. And one sad piece of news from training camp is, remember Minshew, the quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
In, Jacksonville?
Uh-huh.
He was the best quarterback in the NFL who had a mullet. He was the only one, but still, man, he had the guts to grow a mullet, and he cut it.
Oh.
You know, they drafted Trevor Lawrence out of Clemson, who's got this long, glorious hair. And I guess you can't have two quarterbacks in the same room with outrageous hair. So Minshew got the mullet removed.
Minshew.
And it was, he had to bury it or something in the sand in Jacksonville, you know? I mean, it was a famous... I don't pay a lot of attention, typically. I promise to other guys' hair, but I just admire mullets. To have a mullet in 2020, which he did, is admirable in its own twisted way. Right, Randy?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you don't pay attention to other guys. You don't pay attention to your own hair.
Oh, no, no. I have. I let other people do that. I let other people do that.
That's it. All right, well, good stuff there, Tom. So we'll watch a U.S. Open this weekend. We got that new superstar racing deal on CBS on Saturday night. We talked to Doug Rice about that yesterday. Did you happen to catch that last Saturday night?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, look at it this Saturday night. You might catch it from the beginning because it's tough figuring out the cars and who's driving what. So, yeah. As a little tip there for you.
Well, I appreciate the insight. I promise I do. And I hope all of you have a great weekend, okay?
All right. You too, Tom. Happy Father's Day, by the way, buddy.
Oh, you too, man. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Let's get it, Billy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Hi, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. We'll kick your weekend off on the Saturday show tomorrow. All you dads, have a great Father's Day weekend. And families, use your own money.
You're my son. Well, you know, with everything... that entails, you know, feelings of fondness and more, oh, that's a hell of a weird sound. I never made that before. Family, you're not making this easy on me, boy. Okay. I love you no matter what you do. There. Phew. Let's go get something to eat.